presidential election 2025 on News Talk.
You're joined now by our political correspondent, Sean Defoe, who has been speaking to on Taoiseach.
That's right. Had a chance to catch up with him after he had delivered the speech congratulating Catherine Connolly. There was some question over whether he'd be here or not earlier on in the day. It looked as though he might not be, and then promptly got up from Cork to make sure he got here and was actually where he should be as a Taoiseach. And look, obviously mixed emotions for Micheál Martin today, and I started by putting it to him that this is nothing short of a resounding win for independent Catherine Connolly.
Emphatic victory by Catherine Connolly, a very strong majority, very clear mandate, and I congratulate the President-elect on her win and the campaign team, and they ran a very good campaign. Presidential elections are challenging elections, they're different elections, we've learned that over the last number of presidential elections. From about 1990 onwards, they have not, if you like, followed the same pattern as general elections or indeed local elections. And so, the people look at them very specifically and are very conscious of the choice that they make. There's lots of commentary around, the number of candidates and so on like that, and that's for another day. But the bottom line is, I think that Catherine, ultimately the people saw in Catherine the person that they most wanted to become president.
Must be somewhat of a bitter day, though, for Fianna Fáil, given everything that happened. Have you spoken to Jim Gavin today?
I haven't been in a position to speak to Jim today, but I wouldn't use the word bitter, but I mean, it's deeply disappointing. We were devastated with the way the election panned out in terms of Jim's situation and so on like that. As I said in my remarks today, Jim Gavin and Heather Humphreys both have made very significant contributions to public life in Ireland, to community, and they've given great public service, and that's the context in which that contribution will be appreciated by people and will continue to be appreciated by people. It's very difficult to enter the presidential campaign. It's very difficult. We've seen that in previous ones where people who have had very distinguished careers have found it very difficult to get through a presidential campaign.
How do you address that? Because a lot of people talk about getting on the ballot, but in terms of that bitterness that a presidential campaign has that does put off people who may otherwise have run.
I think there's an issue there. I'm not quite sure how you deal with it or address it. But every candidate literally has to sort of anything they've done in the last 50 years of their lives is up for scrutiny. At one level, you would say that's accountability and all of that. But some issues tend to, get an outsized sort of scrutiny. The other issues then, in terms of the role of the presidency and the both internationally and domestically, tends to get sidelined by some of these issues. And it is, there's no question that a lot of people think twice before running, and that's something that we need to look at. We need to look perhaps at how the mechanisms for selecting a president or presidential candidate, In other words, that the 20 TDs and all of that, and through local authorities. But again, I think there was a lot of misguided commentary. I mean, I don't accept that a party should vote or should facilitate someone just for the sake of it. If the person has diametrically different views to you, there shouldn't be an obligation on you to nominate. But maybe the procedures could be widened to facilitate more people to come into the race. But then the last time we had quite a number of candidates, And I think if people start early, there's opportunities. But we're up for looking at that with others, if that's the wish. Remember, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael put candidates forward. Sinn Féin didn't, Labour didn't, Sock Dems didn't. They came together in behind an independent candidate, Catherine Connolly. And that in itself was, meant that there would be less candidates than we had in 2018.
A lot of people expressed their displeasure with the lack of candidates by spoiling their vote today in an unprecedented way. More than 200,000 people deciding to spoil their vote in one manner or another, and they're not all homogenous. And what do you make of the sheer volume of that spoil the vote campaign that came out?
It's a concern because I think it's an act within a democratic system. Fundamentally, people are entitled to vote. People are entitled not to vote, and people can spoil their ballot. I don't approve of it. I mean, I don't like that. I think, we've one of the longest-serving democracies in the world. We should cherish that. I mean, when I meet citizens from Eastern Europe and I talk to leaders from Eastern Europe whose parents were in captivity, under the Soviet Empire, we should cherish our vote and use it, in my view in a positive way. That said, we need to examine the fact that there was such a high number of spoiled votes and see what can we do to ensure that that doesn't happen again in other elections, because it's a disruptive thing, and it can ultimately, if it's carried through in other elections, could undermine our democracy.
Your leadership has obviously been questioned since the whole Jim Gavin affair and what happened with the presidential election campaign. In fact, Ivan Yates, you might have heard him this evening, and you've been busy predicting that there may indeed be a heave against you this side of Christmas. What do you make of that kind of criticism, and do you think you saw off anything with the PP meeting that
you had? Well, I don't accept what Ivan is saying at all, but look, anyway, let's leave that to one side. I mean, the bottom line is this: everyone acted in good faith here. We had a democratic election within the party, but also prior, very few candidates were coming forward within the parliamentary party. No one came forward. I think Billy Kelleher came in late August, after Jim Gavin had been identified by us.
But you did have Bertie Ahern and Mary Hannah.
Well, yeah, but we did research, and we have a review committee, that review committee will go through everything. But that research was done on those candidates also, and that clear outcomes, and there was no sense that there was a groundswell in the parliamentary party for either. I don't want to be having to keep going on saying this, but the reality is there are no guarantees in a presidential election. Everybody acted in good faith. Certainly by the middle of August, in terms of members of the parliamentary party, no one had come forward, I think, until late August, and that was late, and then we were. And these are issues we do have to look at, because in earlier presidentials in 2018, there was a view, or in 2011, that people were too early in the campaign, and their campaigns were upended, certainly with a month out and so on like that. So you get different perspectives at different elections. We need to keep this in perspective. I mean, I can remember 2018, Sinn Féin got 6.5%. There was no one in Sinn Féin talking about change of leader then. They went on 2 years later to get the highest party vote in the 2020 general election. In 2011, Fine Gael got their highest ever vote, 36% in the general election. In the same year, they got about 6% plus in the presidential. So we need to keep things in perspective. Presidential elections are different to the general elections. We are, as I said earlier, we were very disappointed, deeply disappointed. I was more than anybody, because we had won. Well, we did very well in the last general election. We did well in the local election with the largest party. And yes, we wanted to put forward a candidate for the presidential. And I take responsibility for that. It didn't work out. And we have a review committee now to go through that and to take the, we'll learn from that.
Presidential election 2025 on News Talk.